Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A little bit of a like road warrior mindset. No matter where we play, who we play, we got to play to our standard. And it was definitely something that we went in with the mindset of just one play at a time. I'm saying we had some guys banged up. Guys continue to get banged up. So it's like really playing one play at a time and really getting back to being us. You know, you see Josh out there flying around, running around, making plays, and getting back to having fun. So it's something that I anticipate. We're just trying to keep it going.
Steph, what's unlocked this run game for the offense, and how much do you kind of credit Ken Dorsey for the job that he's done?
100%. I feel like we've just been working at it. You know, when you work at something and you practice it and guys perform well and they show you that they can do it, you run it in the game. It's like, no, it's second nature. So we got the backs that can, you know, make explosive plays, and they do a great job. And I just feel like it helps the pass. It helps the pass game. So I anticipate it being something heavy that we're working on. You never know. We might even stop passing the ball a little bit.
With this grind of so many games and so few days, is it going to be nice to kind of get a little bit of a reset here with an extra long week and just
a little bit? I mean, from the standpoint of, you know, guys are banged up, and we have had a lot of games in a short span of time. But we also got to keep in hindsight that we don't want to take our foot off the gas. We got a couple games rolling in the right direction, you know, and I feel like that's the baby steps, you know, baby steps on where we're trying to go. And setting that standard is huge. You know, we don't want to have too much time off that, you know, we come back with a lull, you know, kind of trying to keep this thing going. So I feel like it's going to be something when we get back to work, we're back to work. Try to do what you can these next couple of days, get your body right. But when they blow the whistle, we got to go.
Steph, that 15-play drive in the second half there, the 94-yard, I mean, that, you know, the game's kind of hanging there a little bit. You guys were kind of in control, but that was really just a dominating, I thought, kind of statement drive. What did that say about the offense and how specifically you guys executed?
Performing at a high level in high-pressure situations, leading with Josh, making good decisions, running backs protecting the ball, and, you know, those small passes really, you know, getting us first downs or getting us 8-9 yards. It's huge, you know what I'm saying? So we're second in inches instead of third and one. You know, I just feel like when it's a conglomerate of everybody doing their job, it's a lot of success. It's a lot of success. And it seems like, I guess, like a well-oiled machine, but it's a lot that goes into it. You know, guys blocking extremely well, catching the ball, getting north, just like little things that they preach that it sounds like, you know, you hate hearing it for as a player. Like, damn, you always say that, coach, but it works. So something that we're going to lean on.
You said a win is a win is a win. You guys won in methodical fashion here tonight, knowing that the explosive capability is there too. Does winning this way almost force a defense to say, well, we got to take care of that or we'll just grind it out on us, and then that could lead to explosive opportunities?
Yeah, it's like, I guess it's a double-edged sword, especially when you can do it. I mean, from our standpoint, you know, we've lost games because we kind of like didn't really figure it out or we weren't executing at a high level. As we proceed and as an offense, you just want to figure out ways to win. Even if you win in left-handed, right-handed with your best stuff, and then you got to mix it up with stuff that you've been working on. And, you know, it's kind of like a melting pot of so many things that you just want to go in with a win, figure out ways to win. As an offense, all you can do is your job. I try to just do my job to the best of my ability. But when you see 11 guys doing that, it's something nice to watch.
Steph, you said about Josh flying around. Did you sense something different, maybe even from like the end of the Detroit game, that going forward that he's feeling better? Have you felt that coming into this time where he's healthier and ready to go?
I mean, I wouldn't know because he doesn't really show it. You know, he's not the quarterback that's out there like, you know, dragging ass, but he's out there trying to give it everything he got. And guys gravitate to him. You know, a player like Josh, like, he's our quarterback too. It helps that he's our quarterback and he's out there giving everything he got. I'm rocking with him. You know, when he's banged up, he's still a good ass football player. And that's when you really gotta love him up, you know what I'm saying? Cause things won't go right all the time. But when he gets back to feeling himself, you see those plays that he made today, like when he was scrambling and throwing guys off and finding guys. So him playing with that confidence and getting back to having fun, it spools, I guess, on all of us a little bit.
What are your impressions of James Cook this season and today specifically? Seemed like a breakthrough day for him.
It was all right. I told him it was all right. I think James is special. I think he's a special player. He's young, but he's a special player. I told him, one, he got to get his knees up and stop falling on the ground all the time. But two, it's more out there for him. Make sure he's not leaving no meat on the bone. But he's young, he's growing, and he's growing in the right direction fast. You know, we anticipated him helping us. We didn't know when, you know what I'm saying, but it's coming along now. So I anticipate me staying on him real, real hard from this point forward. But he's a good player. Continue to grow, continue to get better. He has the right mindset, and I'm getting behind that guy. I like that kid.
A lot of hype around the OBJ tour. Mm-hmm. Will you take any role in the recruiting process?
I'm going to try my hardest. You know, he's a hell of a player. Definitely adds to our offense as far as like weapon-wise. You know, he's a hell of a guy. You know, we got some guys that make a lot of plays right now, too. So I can always say it's never too many weapons. But I'm going to try my hardest. Let's see. He's jumping around. So, you know, I got to put the bug in his ear.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.